You're listening to Sound Effect on KPLU. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and this week, like most people who live in this part of the country, we are dwelling on failure. Well, one area where failure is kind of not an option is birth control. Now, of course, for women, there are a few different options for avoiding getting pregnant. But for men, there's really, well, there's abstinence, which I'm sure works for some people. But mostly, there are two ways to do it. One involves a condom, and one involves a scalpel, and they both have drawbacks. But for decades, doctors have been trying to create another option, a birth control pill for men. And believe it or not, the male birth control pill actually did exist. In fact, it predated the birth control pill for women. It could have been a huge game changer, and scientists here in Seattle got so close to making that happen. But eventually, they failed. KPLU's Jennifer Wing has the tale.
Back in the early 1960s, researchers from the University of Oregon and the University of Washington created a pill that stopped the production of sperm. You see, doctors were developing drugs to treat worms in people, and when they were testing the drugs out on lab animals, mice, rats, they couldn't breed them anymore.
No one knew how they worked, but they thought, well, this could be actually a wonderful male contraceptive.
That's Dr. John Amory, a professor of medicine at the University of Washington.
So they started testing them in more species, and eventually they tested them in humans. And they worked well in humans. They were free of side effects. They didn't affect sexual function, hormone levels. And the investigators thought, wonderful, here we have this drug. We don't know the mechanism, but it seems to safely and effectively suppress sperm counts, and then when we take the drug away, the sperm production comes back.
The drug was called WIN-18446, and I wondered, you know, women are so used to the idea of taking a birth control pill. Would guys be up for this if they had the option? Would they bear the responsibility of taking a WIN pill?
Knowing that it wouldn't lead to pregnancy.
Yes! In a heartbeat. Yes!
This is Blake Saunders from Kirkland and Marisha Madrono of Seattle. I talked to them outside of a bar in Wallingford.
If you think you're going to have sex, right?
Nope.
You take it every day the same way as a woman takes a birth control pill. I like it.
Yes.
This is how most of the men reacted when they heard about WIN-18446. Tons of enthusiasm. So how did scientists back in the early 1960s know that WIN worked on people? Well, Dr. Amory says the experiments with the WIN pill
were actually being performed in prisoners. It was common at the time. It's no longer done. They were thought to be ideal candidates because they were in one place, they wouldn't disappear. If something happened, you'd know about it in terms of safety.
Things were going great. 50 to 100 men were taking the drug for about a year with no horrible side effects, and then
they discovered that there was a real catch.
Alcohol. You could not take this drug if you drank alcohol.
They found this out just by coincidence. One of the inmates flagged down Dr. Alvin Paulson, who was an investigator at the University of Washington for many years in this area, and said, you guys have a real problem. You can't drink when you take this drug. And Dr. Paulson said, oh, come on, you know, you were probably drinking cleaning fluid or something in the prison. And the prisoner shook his head, and he pulled out a flask of Jack Daniel's whiskey that had been smuggled into him. And then it was there that they realized they had a problem.
When WIN and alcohol mix, something called acetaldehyde, which is in the same family as formaldehyde, builds up in the body, making you feel violently ill.
You start sweating.
You vomit.
Actually, a few people have even died from these reactions. So it's not trivial.
While the WIN pill was successfully stopping the production of sperm, bringing male testicles back to their prepubescent state, taking them from the size of kiwis down to small plums, it was also blocking an enzyme in the liver. The body couldn't metabolize alcohol and flush it out. Back at the bar, Blake Saunders is having second thoughts.
Honestly, if it made me violently ill, if I drank and took this, probably would not take it.
I can tell he really wants this to work.
So my question then comes, can you smoke weed? Can you take Vicodin? What vices can I use whilst on it?
Dr. Amory is looking into this, an effective pill for men that could accommodate indulgences. After studying the original WIN experiments, he focused on what the drug did right, the chemistry that was stopping the male body from making sperm.
So what the WIN drug was doing was blocking the conversion of vitamin A, something we all have in our diets, to its active form, retinoic acid.
Testicles need retinoic acid to make sperm. No retinoic acid, no sperm.
Your testis is a very interesting sight in that It can't take up retinoic acid from the circulation. It has to make it locally. And what does the testis do with retinoic acid? Well, we're still learning about this, but we do know that in the absence of retinoic acid, you can't make sperm. And that is now our target for developing novel drugs as male contraceptives, hopefully that can reversibly suppress sperm production without causing the alcohol-related side effects.
The drug Dr. Amory and his colleagues are trying to create would act as a key, turning off the production of retinoic acid and stopping the male reproductive system's factory, which makes 1,000 sperm every minute. So when are we going to get a male pill?
You know, I think we're looking at least at 5 and 10 years. If we can get a compound that's effective with daily oral dosing, my next dream is to develop an implant based on the same molecular entity that could be put in a man, and then he could just forget about it for a couple years. I have two young sons, 10 and 12, and I think, God, you know, I hope, wouldn't it be great to just send him to college with one of these four-year implants?
Whatever comes to market will be safer than the option for women. You see, women who take a pill or have a hormonal implant, we have a greater chance of having a stroke or getting blood clots. In the world of pharmaceuticals, those risks are considered to be okay because the other option, being pregnant, puts a woman in a whole new category of complicated health problems. Taking a pill is safer than being pregnant, and for many, the convenience birth control offers is worth the potential hazards. Dr. Amory says you can't make the same justification for a man's contraceptive.
Because the man is not the individual who's bearing the risks of the pregnancy. So the bar for safety for a male contraceptive is extremely high because you're thinking about giving a drug to millions of otherwise healthy young men. So we can't have things like blood clots or strokes, even in a very small percentage of those men, because we can't justify that risk because they're not the ones who are bearing the similar risks, the higher risks of pregnancy.
When Dr. Amory figures all of this out, he'll have at least one man waiting in line to take the pill.
Yes! In a heartbeat.
That story from KPLU's Jennifer Wing. You can learn more about the male contraceptive at kplusoundeffect.org.